أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and our focus on the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam writes to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back to Siffin, which is letter number 31 in Nahjul Balagha. Imam alayhi salam continues to tell his son, Ya Bunayya, O my son, أحمل نفسك من أخيك إن صرمه. Bear yourself towards your brother in such a way that if he disregards kinship, على الصلة, you keep it. وعند صدوده على اللطف, when he turns away, you be kind to him. والمقاربة وعند جموده, وعند جموده على البذل. وَإِنَّ تَبَاعُدِهِ عَلَى الدُّنُوِ وَإِنَّ شِدَّتِهِ عَلَى اللَّيْنِ وَإِنَّ جُرْمِهِ عَلَى الْعُذْرِ حَتَّى كَأَنَّكَ لَهُ عَبْدٌ. When he turns away, be kind to him, draw near to him. When he withholds, spend for him. When he goes away, approach him. When he is harsh, be lenient. When he commits wrong, think of his excuse for it. So much so as though you are a slave of him. وَكَأَنَّهُ ذِي نِعْمَةٍ عَلَيْكَ, and he is the benevolent master over you. But take care that this should not be done inappropriately, and that you should not behave so with an undeserving person. Do not take the enemy of your friend as a friend, because you will antagonize your friend. Give true advice to your brother, be it good or bitter. Swallow your anger, my son, because I did not find a sweeter thing than it in the end, and nothing more pleasant in consequence. Be lenient to him who is harsh to you, for it is likely that he will shortly become lenient to you. Treat your enemy with favors, because this is sweeter of the two successes, and he's talking about the success of revenge and the success of doing a favor. And he says, if you intend to cut yourself off from a friend, leave a little bit of space for him from your side, by which he may resume friendship if it so occurs to him someday. If anyone has a good idea about you, prove it to be true. Do not disregard the interests of your brother depending upon your terms with him, for he is not your brother if you disregard his interests. Your household should not become the most miserable people through you. Don't lean towards one who turns away from you. Your brother should not be more firm in his disregard of kinship than you in paying regard to it, and you should exceed in doing good to him than is evil to you. Do not feel too much the oppression of a person who oppresses you, because they are only busy in harming themselves and benefiting you. The reward of one who pleases you is not that you displease him. In other words, the reward of anyone who makes you happy is not to do him wrong. So Imam again stresses the role of friendship and the tasks imposed by it. As I mentioned before, that a friend actually tells who you are. The hadith that I used before, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi wa qarinihi. Let me know with whom you associate and I will tell you who you are. Some more ahadith to reiterate what I said the other day. Do not take a bad person as your friend, Imam Ali says, because your nature will unknowingly, subconsciously, take traits from the evil nature. And the hadith about friends that I absolutely love is, unfortunate is a person who cannot find a friend. But still more unfortunate than such a person is the one who finds a friend and then loses him or her. And along those lines, Imam Ali alayhi salam says on protecting the bond of friendship, as he tells his son, one of the honors of a human being is to weep upon the days of his life that he passed with negligence. Another one is to love his homeland. And the third is to keep his old friends. Look at how Imam reiterates the words of Rasulullah when Rasulullah says, if two Muslims were angry with each other for 3 days and did not try to reconcile, they would be out of Islam. Anyone who tries to establish the friendship bond sooner will enter Jannah earlier than the other one. Now see the way Imam tells his son. He says, be generous, although your friend may be a miser. Imam Ali al-Islam at his death gave the recommendation to his children, strengthen the bonds of friendship. Don't forget to be generous to your friends. Another aspect of strengthening. Imam tells his son, when he takes a distance away from you, when he goes away from you, come closer to him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if he shows aggression in his behavior, don't distance from him till you apologize. In this way, the roots of animosity and enmity dry up. And something that strengthens the bond from the Prophet, visiting each other makes the root of kindness and friendship grow. Imam tells his son, when he is harsh, be easy on him, be lenient on him. And maybe the best example we see is in Quran, in Surah Al-Taha, Ayah 43. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Prophet Harun alayhi salam, he says, idhaba ila Fir'aun, go both of you to Fir'aun, innahu tagha, he is inordinate. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. But speak to him a gentle word. Happily through those words, he may mind or fear. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a believer's morale is lenient. His heart is stronger than stone, but in general, he is more temperate than a slave. Very many places, he says, وَحَزْمًا فِي لِينَ, a believer is prudent and lenient. He says, لَيِّنًا قَوْلُهُ, one of the signs of a mu'min is that his or her speech is soft. How many times are we so harsh with our words? Be gentle, he says, towards one who behaves with you harshly. It'll cause him to be mild and peaceful towards you. Then Imam says, when he commits sins and offenses, accept his excuses. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, anybody who pardons a Muslim will be excused by Allah on the Day of Judgment. He says, anybody who pardons an injustice will be pardoned by Allah in the other world and be given glories. Forgive, he says. This is Rasulullah. He says, forgive the wrongdoers their mistakes. تجاوزوا عن أثرات الخاطئين. يقيكم الله بذلك سوء الإقدار. In this way, Allah will keep catastrophes away from you. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, قلة العفو كبح العيوب. وَتَصْرُ إِلَى الْإِنْتِقَامِ أَعْظَمُ الذُّنُوبِ. Little pardoning is the worst kind of faults, and making haste in taking revenge is amongst the greatest of sins. In the letter that Imam Ali writes to Malik Ashtar, it's a historic letter, and inshallah we will look at it at some stage. Imam tells him, when he talks to him about how to rule, he says, let them enjoy your forgiveness and pardon in the same way that you would wish Allah to grant you His forgiveness. And in the same letter, he tells Malik Ashtar, when they commit a sin and offense, accept their excuses. Imam tells his son, be aware of situation at all times. In other words, don't lapse. Always be aware of what's going on in your friendship. Never be a friend of your friend's enemy, he says. And in that consideration, Imam in Hikmah number 295 in Najul Balagha says, there are three groups of friends and three groups of enemies. Your friends are your friend, your friend's friends, and your enemy's enemy. Your enemies are your enemy, your friend's enemy, and your enemy's friend. An Imam in this letter emphasizes that you should not consider your friend's enemy as your friend, because it will really hurt his or her heart. Another aspect of strengthening the bond of friendship, he says, be sincere with him in offering your advice. Whether he likes it or not, you must give him your advice. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, amongst the best kind of advice, man ahsana nasiha, is the one which betrays, or in other words, reveals the evil. But what he means by this is that points out to you, makes you aware that what you're doing is wrong. He says, your friend is the one who warns you against evil affairs. Your enemy is the one who encourages you to carry out evil actions. And elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, avoid the company of one who causes you to forget the remembrance of Allah, because in this way they will destroy you. And therefore, that's why he emphasizes in this letter, be sincere in showing your benevolence to your friend, whether he likes it or he doesn't. And you know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam defines the limits and rights of friendship when he says, there are limits, there are hudud, there are limits to friendship. A person who does not possess all the requirements of friendship is not a whole friend. Anybody who lacks these requirements is not considered a friend. And then he says, amongst these requirements is that your friend should be sincere to you. He should also consider your dignity as his own. Your evil behavior should be considered as his own. A friend is one whose behavior and attitude remains the same, whether you have a higher position or you become wealthy. He should not spare you anything when you need. He should never betray you at difficult times. And then your mom tells him the advice of how to deal with things. Just calm down when you're nervous. In other words, don't get angry. Calm your anger. Anger is the key to all vices. Rasulullah says anger destroys iman in the same way that vinegar spoils honey. It's a burning fire, Imam Ali says. Whoever stops it has put out the fire. Anyone who leaves it burning will be the first to be burned in it. So let's look at some positive points of how to be able to cure anger. Well, the techniques that the ulama of akhlaq, the scholars of akhlaq, have recommended is: change your body posture. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. Splash water in your face. Eat something. Discuss a new topic. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith says, anger is a bit of fire which is kindled in the heart of the human being. Can't you see how your veins swell and how red your eyes become? Then when you're angry, sit if you're standing. Lie down if you're sitting. Wash your face or carry out wudu if you're still angry. Do ghusl, because anger is put out with water. You know, you can restrain your anger by reading the ayah of Quran. It's Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah 134. وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who restrain their anger and pardon human beings, Allah loves the doers of good to others. Struggle with it. Use patience. Divert anger through patience, Imam Ali says. And that is the result of knowledge. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will fill with iman and tranquility the heart of anyone who restrained his or her anger. Imam continued to tell his son that do good to your enemy. It's amazing how he wins over those who hate. This is doing good to individuals who have performed ill manners is the best kind of benevolence. It is the sweetest form of victory. And the wonderful advice again on friends. It says, if you wish to disassociate with a friend, don't destroy all the bridges. Always leave a little bit. Always leave it. And it's wonderful. Never close all the doors. And the one that I absolutely adore and one you strive to get towards is confirm people's good assumptions towards you. You know, if somebody thinks good about you, then work to that. See it as a goal. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, let me reach that goal of what he or she thinks of me. On the other hand, avoid going to places where there's accusations. Because if you expose yourself to accusations, then, you know, in a place where you can be accused of something, then don't blame others for suspecting you. And finally, the last few advices in this section. Imam alayhi salam says, do favors to your household, to your community. You know, it's very, very important. Look at it as concentric circles. Start off with your close family and radiate out. Sometimes what we don't understand is the importance of that family bond. Imam alayhi salam says, O people, ya ayyuhan nas. إِنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَغْنِ الرَّجُلُ وَإِنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ عَنْ إِتْرَتِهِ وَدِفَاعِ مَنْهُ بَعِيدِهِمْ وَعَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَهُمْ أَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ هِتَةً مِنْ وَرَائِهِ. O people, however rich a human being is, he will still need his relatives to support him by tongue or otherwise and to make him feel at ease. At the time of crisis, it is these relations that are the most loving people around him. Imam says, a good name which is given by God is better than any wealth which is put for a person as bequest. Be aware, he says, never disconnect with the poor members of your family, because piling up wealth does not bring abundance, neither does its lack bring about shortage. One who deprives his relations of his giving hand may have deprived one hand, but has cut off many hands which in the future he might need. Yet one who spreads the wings of affection will continuously receive the friendship of relations. And as far as community goes, Imam says, love your community because they are your wings. You fly through them. They are your roots. You will return to them. They are your hands and power. You attack the enemy with their hands. It's so beautiful. And then on the other side, Imam says, don't be humiliated. He says, for one who doesn't show affection towards anyone, you know, doesn't wish to be your friend, don't show affection towards them because they do not love you. He says, وَلَا تَرْغَبَنَّ Fiman zahida anka, don't show affection to those who don't love you. He says, your unwillingness towards the one who is fond of you is a reason for your small share of friendship. Your willingness towards the one who is not fond of you will be a cause of your humiliation. And finally, he tells him, oh my son, you should not mistreat the one who has made you happy. Remember Surah Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 59 says, Hal jaza'u l-ihsan illa l-ihsan. Is the reward of good anything but good? And that just sums it all up. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter tomorrow.